We follow. Germany, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chairman. At the outset, let me align this delegation's position with the statement that's been delivered earlier by the European Union. Given the rapid pace of technological advances, and as we are entering yet another year of GGE deliberations, Germany suggests we now focus the work of this group on developing concrete options for addressing the humanitarian and international security challenges posed by the lethal autonomous weapon systems. A number of options have already been put on the table, ranging from a legally binding instrument on the one side to no regulation at all on the other side. In respect of this diverse range of approaches, France and Germany have recommended this group should work out the elements of a political commitment to take the form of a political declaration, middle ground, so to speak. A political declaration, i.e., a politically binding instrument, should take the set of possible guiding principles agreed on in the final report of the 2018 GGE as a basis. We should thus operationalize these principles, which in our view contain all of the central issues such as human responsibility, human accountability, and a clear reference to responsible chains of human command and human control. We believe that this approach would allow us to agree on overarching principles to guide technological developments and military planning. It would set clear red lines with regard to the development of autonomous functions in future lethal weapons operating outside sufficient human control. Effective arms control, fully capturing the challenges of new technologies, needs to take a network approach. This involves research, science, industry, national legislation, as well as multilateral agreements. The principles laid out in a politically binding instrument could be used to guide regulation at all these levels. On the basis of such a political declaration, a code of conduct or a compendium of military best practices could be developed, which would spell out in the necessary detail how the agreed principles of the political instrument are to be translated into military practice. This code of conduct, or the military best practice document, would be also politically binding. In terms of national regulation, Germany has already taken important steps in issuing a joint service regulation on the review of new weapons, means, and methods of warfare. Therefore, Germany determines strictly in a procedure pursuant to Article 6 of Protocol 1, Article 36 of Protocol 1, that any new weapon, means, or method of warfare introduced in its armed forces is in accordance with international law. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.